Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The form which I see is eternally freed from material contamination and has advented to show mercy to the devotees as a manifestation of internal potency. This incarnation is the origin of many other incarnations, and I am born from the lotus flower grown from your navel home. Please repeat after me. The form which I see is eternally freed from material contamination and has advented to show mercy to the devotees as a manifestation of internal potency. This incarnation is the origin of many other incarnations, and I am born from the lotus flower grown from your navel home. Purport. The three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, Shiva, the executive heads of the three modes of material nature, passion, goodness, and ignorance, are all generated from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who is described herein by Brahma. From the Shirodakshaya Vishnu, many Vishnu incarnations expand at different ages in the duration of the cosmic manifestation. They are expanded only for the transcendental happiness of the pure devotees. The incarnation of Vishnu, who appear at different ages and times, are never to be compared to the conditioned souls. The Vishnu tattvas are not to be compared to deities like Brahma and Shiva, nor are they on the same level. Anyone who compares them is called a pasandi or infidel. Tamasa mentioned herein is the material nature, and the spiritual nature has a completely separate existence from tama. Therefore, spiritual nature is called avabodharasa or avarodharasa. Avarodha means that which completely nullifies. In the transcendence, there is no chance of material contact by any means. Brahma is the first living being, and therefore he mentions his birth from the lotus flower generated from the abdomen of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshulun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauritiswe Namaha Pancha Tattva Makam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Kyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Aroja Bhagavan Vajesha Tanayas Tadama Vindavanam Ramya Kashi Dupasana Vajavado Vargina Vakalpita Srimad Bhagatam Pramanamalam Prema Pumahotamahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam tata dharana praha vanchakalpa trubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namo vishnupadaya krishna pristaya bhutale shrimati bhakti vedanta swami nityanamine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I feel very honored and grateful to be given this opportunity to serve. I'm speaking for my own purification, and hopefully together we can say something about this most glorious book, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and churn some of the nectar together. The class is going to be a little bit different to a normal lecture. It's going to be a discussion, so hopefully you've got the roaming mic ready. Fantastic. Okay. So we'll just read the translation again. The form which I see is eternally freed from material contamination and has advented to show mercy to the devotees as a manifestation of eternal potency. This incarnation is the origin of many other incarnations, and I am born from the lotus flower grown from your navel home. So here we see Lord Brahma starting his prayers to Garbhadakshay Vishnu. And the story of Garbhadakshay Vishnu and the Lord's appearance, Lord Brahma's appearance, is very significant, because from this pastime we can draw many parallels to our own life. Just very briefly summarizing the last chapter. Before that, which conversation are we hearing at the highest level in the Bhagavatam? Sorry? We're listening from Maitreya Muni to Vidura, okay? And essentially Vidura is asked about the creation. And so Maitreya Rishi is basically explaining about the creation as we understand it. And so what's the first thing that happens? Does anyone remember? What is described right at the beginning? Sorry? But more specifically, just from the previous chapter itself. Okay, yeah, that happens a lot later on. So what happens before Lord Brahma appears? Who's there? Garbhadakshay Vishnu. And what is Garbhadakshay Vishnu doing? He's in meditation. He's in transcendental sleep, also known as Yoga Nidra. And then simply by his inspiration, the material elements and different things are all inert. And then by his inspiration, everything comes together. And then outsprouts from his abdomen a lotus flower. And out comes Lord Brahma. What happens after that? What does Lord Brahma do? Yeah, he's pretty much born, and we have to understand that his consciousness is a little bit different to ours. When we are born in this material world, we take the form of little babies and we don't know what we're doing, and we cry to our mother and father, what's happening? Haribol. And Lord Brahma is pretty much in the same predicament. He's born from this lotus flower and he's bewildered. He's confused. He doesn't know what is happening, who am I, why am I here? So he's trying to figure out life and what should I do. So then what does he do after that? He goes down the stem. Yeah, he's looking, he sees the ocean and he's just like, okay, I can't quite see anything. Everything is quite dark, right? He can't see anything. So he's like, okay, the only place that I can go is down. So let me go exploring what's happening down there. And what happens then? He didn't find anything. Yeah. He's pretty much going down, 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 down. And all he sees is this causal ocean. And it's very ferocious. And he actually gets terrified. And what does he do after that? Not quite. Go on. He comes back again. And then what happens? Yeah, so essentially, he gets inspiration from the Lord to perform austerities. So even in our own life, nothing happens without the mercy of the Lord. We can all try and figure out the world by our own intelligence, knowledge, skills, the material energy. But like Lord Brahma, we get stuck. We can't figure out what to do. So it's only by the Lord's inspiration, by the Lord's mercy, does he get that inspiration to perform austerities. And how long does he perform austerities for? 100 years. Celestial years. Thank you. So Lord Brahma, just like us, he's also performing sadhana. His sadhana is for 100 celestial years. Sometimes we wonder, I've been practicing, I've been a devotee for this long, and why is nothing happening yet? And so Lord Brahma is praying in deep meditation for 100 celestial years. What happens after that? Pardon? Okay, so he's already started meditating. He already hears the tapa, and then? He hears Krishna's flute, okay. And then? He sees, go on. I can't hear, sorry. He sees the lotus feet of the Lord. Yeah, he almost like opens his eyes, and all of a sudden, what does he see? Sorry? He sees the Lord, yeah. So before, without the Lord's mercy, he tried to analyze the material world and he couldn't see anything. But by the Lord's mercy again, he's able to see the Virat Rupa form of the Lord. And different verses glorify the Lord's form. And it's interesting that Lord Brahma, in whichever direction he looks, he can only see the Lord. He can't see anything else. And then what happens after that? He got instructions through the heart, okay. Anyone else? I'm liking that, but just a little bit more, perhaps. Sorry? Not quite. Yes, the Brahma Samhita is produced. Not quite there though. So, sorry? Yes, he gets creative impetus. So Brahma gets creative impetus to essentially create, because you've got to remember, Lord Brahma is the first living entity and nothing's really happened yet. So again, by the mercy of the Lord inspires him with this passionate energy to create. Very good. And what happens after that? Brahma offers prayers. Well done. Okay, so that's basically where we are. And so Lord Brahma has just started offering prayers to the Supreme Lord. And I was reflecting and I was thinking that actually in the life of every Vaishnava, particularly Grihasthas, we're also praying every day the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, right? And perhaps for those people who are working in the outside world, it's perhaps the devotional service that they have the most time to give in any given day compared to, say, the other angas. For those of you in the ashram, you're obviously performing many other different types of devotional service, but for those devotees who are working in the outside world, prayer and japa is very important. So I wanted to speak a little bit about prayer. I'm just waiting for the curtains to open. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ki. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Jai Shri Gunitai ki. Jai Guru Parampara ki. Jai. And so we see that from Brahma's example, he's tried to figure out the world by himself. He's failed. He hears the word tapa, so he gets some inspiration to perform tapasya. And then he in the right mood, in basically a helpless mood, he starts praying to the Lord. So I want us to take some time just to introspect. Because we spend so much time, our whole life actually, chanting the holy names of the Lord. But at least I can speak for myself, I don't take the time to introspect. What is my relationship with the holy name? How is it? You know? As Satyananda Maharaj has written this book, The Living Name. We all understand that the living name is alive. But when we are chanting the holy names, are we chanting as if the living name is alive? Sorry, the holy name is alive. So I want us to just close our eyes, just reflect. What is my relationship like with the holy name? When was the last time I checked in with the holy name? Because remember, it's not a one-way relationship. It's a two-way relationship. Is there anything that I can do to improve on that relationship? And perhaps you might get some inspiration on how you can improve. You can open your eyes. How is that short little exercise? Does anyone want to share any reflections or anything like that? Yeah, go on, Saga, and then Priyojan, and then... Can we get the mic here, please?
I was thinking of the emphasis of the holy name, like how sometimes we take it for granted. And then I particularly remember the pastime of Ramayana, twice, okay. When they were building the Ram Setu bridge, and it happened to be that when Lord Ram actually even tried to put the rocks to float, they didn't. But then when his name was written on it, it actually floated. So in one sense, the name is even arguably more powerful than the Lord himself. So if we think of it in that manner, then we'll naturally put more emphasis on chanting.
We just become more aware, we become more conscious. Thank you. Purjana Prabhu, you wanted to share something?
For me... Actually, I really relate to this chanting the holy name in that when I take rest at night, I'm in so much pain, usually with arthritis. I get an attack of arthritis pain. And there's some prayers that I remember that I was asked to say that were the prayers of the Shikshakshatakam. And by the time I've chanted there, that the Shikshakshatakam, which is the conception of all the Vedas as we understand it from Lord Chaitanya in his final Antya Leela chapter, it does bring relief, actually, but I have to concentrate on those prayers but actually then gradually it dissipates. Believe me, just to lay on a bed, some people think they go to sleep, I don't. I cannot, I have to chant. And usually I've been chanting all night to sort of reach the shower. You know, so what to do?
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for opening your heart and that heartfelt prayer. We had someone else at the back, Prabhu, you wanted to share. And I was thinking, as Parijan Prabhu was speaking, that actually, maybe not you guys, but at least I can speak for myself. Sometimes we just rush to our beads just to chant, and we forget why we're even chanting, right? And so I really appreciate what Parijan Prabhu is doing. He's almost creating that, it's almost like a warm-up. You know, he's creating the right mood, the right mind frame, so that when I am chanting, I can have that right consciousness. And when I'm in the right consciousness, I can experience so much more the holy name, and I'm actually relishing the holy name as I'm chanting. Yes, Prabhu.
Haribol. For me, it's more about, we tend to ask for this and that and everything else. It's more about also allowing that to come back, reverb, you know, in the vibration. So learn to listen and connect. Like you said, it's a two-way relationship.
Yeah. So thank you, Prabhu, for sharing. So I can very much relate to that. Generally, the tendency is that when we approach the Lord, we have a tendency to ask the Lord for something. But how many times do we approach the Lord and say, "Oh dear Lord, what can I do for you?" And really, I was thinking about Srila Prabhupada's prayer that really, we're not asking the Lord for anything material, but we're asking the Lord for service. Please engage me in your devotional service. And so when we're in the right mind frame, we can actually call out to the holy name in such a mood and actually really enjoy, have a relishing time with the holy name. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu, you want to share? Yeah.
I was just thinking, as Bhakta George Harrison Prabhu said, that the pudding you can know by its taste.
Sorry, pudding?
Pudding you can know by its taste. You can.
Oh, pudding you can know by its taste.
Taste. In the same time, as we start to understand the holy name as a person, then Krishna reveal himself through this form to us, that we can have the experience of being, you know, as a person, as he say in the Bhagavad Gita, as one sir, and there to me I reciprocate, I reward. As one start to accept Krishna as the Supreme Krishna, he reveal himself. So in the same way with holy name, as soon as we start to look upon the holy name as being a person, it start to have this taste. This reciprocation.
Yeah, thank you. And I think it's so important that we regularly, we sometimes hear that we need to recommit ourselves, we need to rejoin the Hare Krishna movement. I also feel that sometimes we need to recommit ourselves to the chanting of the holy names and just introspect and just take some time out and just be like, okay, so why am I chanting? You know? We all know the reason why we came to Krishna consciousness and why we took up to the process, right? But sometimes we forget that. So by just regularly remembering what the holy name is and the different benedictions we can get from the holy name, our chanting will just be so much more present and alive. we'll go for Bishaprabhu and then we'll go to Prabhu. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, I was just reflecting on my relationship with the holy name.
Mm.
And I was surprised to find that my mind was averse to it. And saying, get away from me to the holy name, like that. And and it's caused pain in some sense, because the mind is usually, maybe I'm chanting in the mood of subduing the mind, so the mind is obviously going to react like that. So I obviously have some reframing of my mind to do. So it's nice actually exercise to see what the mind is like with the holy name.
Yeah, thank you, Bishaprabhu, for your honest reflection. And yes, I think we all struggle with the mind. And I guess it can help calming the mind by just trying to live more in the mode of goodness. The tendency is to live in the mode of passion, to think like, we need to do this, we need to do this, I need to chant X number of rounds by this time. And imagine you're having a conversation with a friend and you're just talking, right? There's no time limit. The relationship is very different. If all of a sudden you have a call with, somebody calls you and be like, hey, have to speak, but I've only got 20 minutes. And then you just feel a bit rushed and you just feel like, oh my God, like, you know, it's so much more in the mode of passion. And so if we can not have this time-boundedness of, oh, I need to chant this many rounds by this many time, we don't see it as a chore, really our relationship with the Holy Name can change. So thank you. Yes, Prabhu, and then here, just in front.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So as there are three things which I always try to keep in my mind while chanting. First one, that Krishna and His Holy Name are non-different.
Mm.
Second, Krishna is the one who has our deepest relationship with. No one can think much better than us, than Him.
Mm. And He's our ever well wisher.
Yeah, He's our ever well wisher. And we are His eternal servant, and we are earning for His service. Mm. These three things I try to keep in my mind. And as
wonderful.
And as Holy Name is a person. So I try to prioritize, but I even most of the time fail, but I'm still trying to prioritize Him and not just chanting as a chore. Not rushing my rounds, just to finish the count before the time. Because if you are talking to a person and if you are not giving enough time to it and you are prioritizing different things, then obviously the person will not feel properly. So Holy Name is also a person.
Absolutely.
So we have to treat it as a person.
Absolutely.
I'm trying, and hopefully by your mercy I will keep that.
Hare Krishna, by the Vaishnava's mercy. But yes, thank you so much. So maybe Prabhu can share, and then we'll go to the ladies. If anyone wants to share something.
Hare Krishna. I wanted to share something regarding the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Like, we have heard this Mahamantra since our childhood, but we didn't know the meaning. Then after knowing the meaning, 30 years ago, we started chanting. But of late, I've been talking about this Mahamantra at every aarti and explaining to the guest what is the meaning. But I still was not thinking in my mind that what is the meaning of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, why I am chanting. And then when I see those new people, they knew, and then I'm thinking again that while I'm chanting in the morning, that I did not know and I did not have that realization. And then I'm chanting and then I'm realizing now after so long.
Mm. Thank you for sharing, Prabhu, with that. Yes, sometimes we, like I was saying, we need to recuperate ourselves. We've heard the reason why we chant Hare Krishna and we've all heard the meaning of the holy names. But given that it's something that we spend so much time doing, right? Every day we commit ourselves 2 hours. So it's very important that we take the time to just take a step back and just reflect, what is my relationship like with the Holy Name? Damodar Prabhu.
Thank you. I was reflecting on, you mentioned japa and prayer, and I was thinking if there is a like any, is there really a differentiation? So I was thinking
that between japa and prayer.
Yeah, that's my reflection. That is that my prayer is to be engaged in service in that sense.
Mm. Yeah, I think we could almost look at it like compare meditation, japa, and prayer, and just like, are they all the same thing or are they different? Don't know if anyone has any thoughts on that.
Like Dhammadhara said, now Bhaktisiddhanta, he said about, he quoted the Bible, do not chant the Lord's name in vain. What he said, he further explained it, that actually vanity means for yourself. Don't chant for yourself. You should be chanting for the pleasure of the Lord. And he was quoting the Bible in that case.
Thank you for sharing that. And I was almost thinking as you were saying that, that we can think of it in terms of what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, right? He gives four different reasons why we do anything in the world. We can do things out of fear, out of duty. Fear, desire, duty, and then love. So we can all take some time to perhaps just introspect and just see my relationship with the holy name. Why am I chanting? Am I chanting out of fear? Am I chanting out of desire? Am I chanting out of duty? Or am I actually chanting for love, for the highest thing? Thank you, Prabhu, for sharing. Does anyone on the ladies' side have anything to share? Doesn't seem like it. Okay, we've got someone at the back.
When I was reflecting, I just thought that the holy name is non-different from Krishna, and we're the servants of Krishna. So we can see chanting as a service to Krishna, and that the best way we can do this service is by hearing every syllable attentively.
Thank you. And I feel in today's fast-paced world, we so use the concept of multitasking, right? Because time is so short, we're always trying to make the most of time. So let me do this and let me do that. And that's basically what happens, I feel, when you try and do our japa. We are multitasking. It's a little bit of Krishna and then a little bit of planning and a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of everything. So I think it's important that we try and be conscious and perhaps just try and do one activity at any single time by being conscious of everything that we do. And by being conscious of everything that we do, by not multitasking, when we actually chant, we can actually have that one-mindedness, that one focus of actually chanting and actually experience something. I'm conscious of time, so we'll see if there are any final thoughts or questions. Oh, yes, please. Yeah,
one
please.
More. I'm just thinking about Krishna consciousness. What does it mean? Being conscious of Krishna, connecting with Krishna, and actually building a loving relationship with him. That's what I think when I'm chanting.
Wonderful. I'm so happy you have such a positive mindset, and hopefully we can all gain some inspiration from that. Any final thoughts or questions? Otherwise we will end there. Okay, yeah, we've got one of the lady. Yeah, and then we'll end. Last comment or thought? Sorry?
I tried to say, but my English is so bad.
That's okay.
And so, like passion, we are always in mind. And in goodness, we move to the heart. So, change this
From the head to the heart. Thank you. Yeah, so the holy name is actually all pure. I think it's us who have the conditioning. And so because we don't appreciate the transcendental vibration, we approach the holy name from the mode, from the different modes. So just to clarify, so it's us that are conditioned there. We have got the three modes of material nature. The holy name is all pure. But definitely from going from the head to the heart, definitely it's the way forward. And actually we can have a more nourishing relationship with the holy name. Jai. Shri Nam Prabhu Ki Jai Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premnande Hari Hari Bol.